In today's marketplace, we're constantly bombarded with manipulative tactics designed to drive our purchasing decisions. Price reductions, limited-time offers, fear-based messaging. These approaches might trigger immediate action, but they create transactions, not loyalty. Think about how quickly we switch brands when a competitor offers a better deal. That's the problem with manipulation. It works in the short term, but creates a dangerous dependency cycle where companies must continually escalate their tactics as consumers become immune to previous ones. What if there was a better way? What if organizations could inspire rather than manipulate? This is where the concept of starting with why becomes transformative. When we understand our deeper purpose, our why, we connect with people on an emotional level that transcends features and benefits. Consider Apple's phenomenal success. They don't market themselves as a computer company with beautiful design. They communicate their belief in challenging the status quo and thinking differently. This clarity of purpose has enabled them to expand successfully from computers to music players, phones, and beyond, because consumers are buying into their why, not just their products. The most influential leaders and organizations don't just explain what they do or how they do it. They start by clarifying why they exist. This simple yet revolutionary idea speaks to our fundamental human desire for meaning and purpose. In a business landscape increasingly dominated by data and metrics, this philosophy offers a refreshing counterpoint. The most successful companies inspire genuine belief in their cause. The golden circle consists of three concentric circles. What, outer circle, represents an organization's products or services. How, middle circle, shows their differentiating factors. And why, inner circle, represents their core purpose beyond profit. Most organizations communicate from the outside in, starting with what they do. Inspired organizations reverse this, starting with why, then how, and finally what. This inside-out approach mirrors how our brains process information, with the outer circle matching our rational neocortex and inner circles corresponding to our emotion-driven limbic brain. This explains why pure logic often fails to inspire action. While data can convince the mind, it doesn't move the heart. Martin Luther King Jr. gave the "I have a dream" speech, not an "I have a plan" speech, because he understood that speaking to beliefs, not just thoughts, creates deeper connection and inspires action. Have you ever made a decision that felt right without knowing why? That's your limbic brain, the emotional center that drives decisions but can't process language. Patients with limbic brain damage can analyze options rationally but struggle to make choices, lacking the emotional guidance to decide between alternatives. This explains why polls and focus groups often fail. While people provide logical explanations, their actual choices stem from feelings they can't articulate. Leaders who communicate from the inside out speak directly to this decision-making part of the brain. When someone shares our beliefs, we feel an instinctive connection that's biological, not rational. Great brands leverage this principle. Apple's iPod launch with 1,000 songs in your pocket didn't just highlight features, it evoked the emotional experience of having your music everywhere, creating the resonance that drives inspiration. For the golden circle to function effectively, clarity of why, discipline of how, and consistency of what must work in harmony. Clarity of why means articulating a specific, resonant purpose that goes beyond vague statements. Southwest Airlines exemplifies this with their why, to give people the freedom to fly, which guides their decisions on fares, fees, and customer experience. The discipline of how establishes actionable values and principles. Rather than using abstract nouns like integrity, effective values use action-oriented language like always do the right thing. These hows create a culture where employees understand how to express the organization's why daily. Consistency of what ensures all organizational outputs align with its why and hows. Every product, service, and decision should reflect core beliefs. Apple demonstrates this by maintaining their commitment to challenging the status quo through user-friendly design across all product lines. When these three elements align, they create a foundation for authentic leadership and organizational success. Trust forms the invisible foundation upon which all meaningful relationships are built. Yet many organizations rely on restrictive policies rather than enabling trust-based cultures. Continental Airlines' transformation under CEO Gordon Bethune demonstrates trust's power. In 1994, Continental ranked last in customer service. Bethune built trust by removing time clocks, implementing profit sharing, and eliminating barriers between executives and frontline staff, aligning everyone's interests with company success. Trust emerges when people believe others share their values and act for mutual benefit. Barings Bank's collapse illustrates the dangers of operating without this foundation, as trader Nick Leeson's $1.3 billion in fraudulent losses stemmed from a culture prioritizing profits over integrity. Organizations with trust-based cultures gain competitive advantages through increased employee initiative and customer loyalty. This creates resilience during market challenges and reduces reliance on price competition. The spread of transformative ideas, from the civil rights movement to Apple's rise, follows what sociologist Everett Rogers called the law of diffusion of innovations. This law describes how ideas spread through a bell curve. Innovators, 2.5%, and early adopters, 13.5%, embrace new concepts first, followed by the majority, 68%, and finally the laggards, 16%, who resist change. While most marketing targets the majority with rational arguments about features and benefits, truly transformative ideas spread differently. They start with early adopters who connect with the why behind an innovation and naturally influence others through their enthusiasm. Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington and Apple's resurgence under Steve Jobs exemplify this principle. Neither relied on mass marketing. Instead, they articulated compelling visions that inspired early adopters to become passionate advocates. The key insight is that mass market success comes not from targeting the masses directly, but from inspiring early adopters who believe in your why and naturally influence the majority. Finding your why is a process of discovery, not invention. Like drawing a bow and arrow, where you must pull backward to move forward, understanding your purpose requires examining your past experiences to guide your future. For organizations, this means studying the founder's story. Apple's why of challenging the status quo emerged from Jobs and Wozniak's experiences in counterculture Northern California, shaping the company's entire identity. For individuals, discovering your why demands reflection on pivotal life experiences. Examine your greatest challenges, most satisfying achievements, and natural passions. These patterns reveal your underlying purpose. Your why becomes a decision-making compass, an intrinsic motivator beyond external rewards. It transforms work from obligation to calling and provides resilience through challenges. Often, finding fulfillment requires not changing jobs, but reconnecting with the purpose behind your current work. True leadership inspires voluntary action by helping others feel part of something larger. When we understand and communicate our why clearly, we create environments where people choose to contribute their best efforts through inspiration rather than manipulation.